Do you want to tell us anything about your work together? What's the name of the project?
It's Speak Up. It's funded by the Natural Lottery.
Hold on.
So we now work for Speakeasy, and our project that we're on is.
It's called Speak Up. It's funded for 4 years, but we have to prove every year that we've done what we said that we do. And it's funded by the National Lottery. And it's generally about awareness of aphasia, isn't it?
Yeah, we're trying to get the name aphasia out there so people who've not had a stroke or their family or people to understand the name aphasia. A lot of people have never heard of the word aphasia. That's our task to do, is to get the name out, and we can give them the understanding of what aphasia is after a stroke or a brain injury.
When you start scratching the surface, when you ask people about their family and people that they know, almost everyone knows someone who's had a stroke or had a head injury and ended up with a speech problem, but nobody knows the word aphasia.
Oh yeah, I've had conversations. I'm thinking someone in particular where I used to work, when she was really interested about Speakeasy, and I was telling her about it. And she said, "Oh, I think my granddad's got that. He had a stroke 5 years ago, and he can't speak." Nobody had ever said to anyone, or well, they might have done, but not in a way that followed it up or offered any help or whatever. "Oh, well, it's got a name, has it?" You know, and that I find that quite terrifying, because it's people who are being sent home, who without support, and the people just don't know that it's got a name. You know, it should be a thing that people know about.
If we lived in a world where every single place of business that you walked into knew what aphasia was, then people with aphasia could be in the world in a much more profound way.
Yeah, because I think I said this a couple of episodes ago, so I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself, but people don't realize how common it is, because people with aphasia don't go out. They don't socialize. They're not visible in their community. So yeah, people think it's when I start talking about it, even though so many people do say, "Oh, I think I know someone that might have a problem like that," they still think it's not very common.
I was talking to a guy this week who's had a stroke and he's got aphasia, and he said to me, "It's great to talk to somebody who's got aphasia, because there's not a lot of us about." And that, as I said, so there's loads of us about. The problem is, a lot of people don't know where we are.